Recently on the KMMO Ag Report, Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chen issued statements about her recent trip to the White House and her visit with President Donald Trump and Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. One of the main things discussed was the new trade agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you will hear a portion of what Governor Mike Parson and agricultural leaders had to say about this agreement. From Governor Parson, despite skeptics saying NAFTA could never be fixed, President Trump has continued to deliver on promises made to bring about bold and necessary reforms for our economy. The USMCA trade deal is a positive move for our farmers and for the first time provides support for 21st century innovations in agriculture and biotechnology. Missouri is home to the best American farmers, ranchers, and innovators, and we're glad President Trump is willing to stand up and fight for better and fairer trade deals. Statement from Missouri Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Mike Deering. This new agreement is great news for Missouri cattle producers, another sign that President Trump's overall trade strategy is working. Over the past quarter century, free and open trade between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada has been tremendously successful for our producers, and we're pleased that we'll be able to maintain our existing market access while seeing other U.S. producers get a better deal. From Missouri Corn Growers Association President Mark Scott, after a challenging growing season, it is encouraging to see Canada and Mexico come to the table with a tentative trade deal. Mexico and Canada continue to be two top-tier customers when it comes to purchasing corn and corn co-products. From cotton producers of Missouri President Kim Mayberry Holyfield, for U.S. agriculture is a great start having reached agreements with Canada and Mexico. It is imperative moving forward that we reach an agreement with China for our cotton and soybean markets, as well as the European Union, Great Britain, and Japan. From Missouri Dairy Association President Ted Shepard, this is a positive step for Missouri agriculture, and we hope that this agreement indicates we will see other trade agreements ratified soon, specifically with China. From Missouri Ag Council Executive Director Joel Manhart, Missouri egg producers applaud the most recent trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. We value our export history with these partners and feel that this agreement provides even more benefits for all parties. From Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst, Missouri farmers are breathing a sigh of relief today as the United States, Mexico, and Canada have joined together in a new trade agreement. The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, includes better terms for U.S. dairy farmers, perhaps the most important goal for U.S. negotiators. Canada and Mexico are our two largest customers for agricultural products. And from Missouri Pork Association Executive President Don Nicodem, this newly established free trade agreement will preserve zero tariff access for U.S. pork to Mexico and Canada. We thank the Trump administration for working diligently to improve market access for hog farmers across the nation. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.